What if it's on the opposite side of the road? Are those typically cheaper than the ones that are facing in the same direction as you're going?
Yeah, sometimes the ones on the opposite side of the road face the other direction, but if it faces your direction, I haven't looked at that specific scenario to determine if it's cheaper. I think it just depends on the visibility, because sometimes if it's on the opposite side of the road, you might have clear visibility of it for a long way. And so you could make an argument it should be cheaper, but it may not be, because it might have visibility from a farther distance away as you're approaching it. Because it comes down to how long are you seeing this thing? Are you seeing it for a split second? Or are you able to see it for 30 seconds or more as you approach it? Also, of course, the road that it's on and the traffic that's on that road is another factor. When you get these proposals for billboards, they list out where they are. Oftentimes they'll show you pictures of the billboards, which is great, so you don't have to drive around town and look at them all. And then it'll show you what the average traffic numbers are on that roadway. So it'll say 20,000 cars per day or per hour or whatever it may be. It'll say all of that for you on the proposal, so you'll have an idea of how many eyeballs are going to be seeing your billboard each day.
Does it tell you how many accidents are on that road? Because I feel like that information would be really good for a personal injury attorney.
It does not, but that would be great. There is data out there. When I had a TV commercial, Spectrum gave me that data. They would tell me, here's how many accidents occur in this county versus this county versus this county. And they would have statistics on where the most accidents were occurring. So that data is available out there. Somehow Spectrum has it, but I don't recall seeing that on the billboard proposals.
All right, Clearwater, you gotta cut OG Barbie a little bit of percentage on that. Because I feel like, was it Clear Channel?
Yeah.
Oh, Clear Channel. Because I feel like, especially when it comes to having a legal need, you have to wait for an accident to happen. So the chances of somebody driving by right in that moment and having an accident are kind of slim. So I feel like that would be really good information for you to know, because most of the time you have to have a need in order to do business with someone. I know anytime that I've done business with something that I saw on a billboard, I already knew I wanted to go have this service done. So just seeing that billboard brought it to my attention. But in the legal field, I feel like having that prime spot, man, is going to be key to really helping you and helping to be effective.
Right. So another pro, and we're talking pros and cons here, of billboard advertisement is the high visibility. So one of the statistics shows that outdoor advertising has the lowest cost per thousand, which is CPM, of almost any other type of advertisement. They range from $2 to $7. And that efficiency also means they deliver high return on the relatively low investment. So although billboards are expensive, when you compare that with how many views that you're receiving, it turns out to be one of the lower expensive, I'm not saying that right.
More affordable.
Yeah, you get a lot of views for that amount of money. So if you were to take that same $5,000, for example, and put it on a social media ad, maybe you would get 100,000 views, but a billboard may get 500,000 views because of how many cars are passing by that road every single day. So
now, we are not saying anything against online advertisements, because there are all kinds of tricks you can do, like tagging and people following, you know, that tag following you even after you go, or if you're looking at a competitor, your ad will show up. I just want to make it clear, as the media person, that ads are still good.
No, of course, billboards are one aspect of a marketing campaign, and they're only available to certain types of businesses that would benefit from them. So we're not taking away from any of the other types of marketing. There's digital marketing and there's traditional marketing. And so I was just using that as a comparison of the amount of views you get for the amount of money you spend. So the benefit of social media marketing is you can take $15 and turn it into an ad and get views on it. That's not available for a billboard. So you want to have a well-rounded marketing approach, and outdoor advertisements, traditional advertisements like billboards, may be a good thing to consider, or they may not be. Just kind of depends on the details of your particular business. So another pro is they say it has a high return on investments. Billboards have, they claim, and I don't know, this seems high to me, but the statistics say that there's 497% return on investment, and that's according to the Out of Home Advertising Association of America, which of course probably wanted that. They probably had a bias in coming up with that statistic. 497% seems very high on a return investment if you're defining it as actual business dollars recovered. But I guess it could be possible if you have enough billboards and they're done effectively and they're done for a long enough period of time that they make your business become essentially a household name. It's a long game.
Yeah, I think it really depends on your industry as well and how desired your services are too. Or if you're the only one in the area that does something like that and they see your billboard, like with the vasectomy guy, you know, I feel like that was truly effective because he didn't have a whole lot of competitors taking up that space. And many times people were already thinking like, yeah, I need one of these. And then they see the sign. For years this billboard was up. So I think it really depends on your industry and two, how effective your design is. You know, does it stand out? Is there anything that's drawing attention or is it just blending in with everything else?
Right. The other advantage of billboards is it's a way to get out a message quickly to a large audience. So these are why sometimes if you're running a political campaign or something and you've only got a few months to get your name out there, something like a billboard advertisement would be very effective at that. But also if you're working on a budget, there might be other ways to get the message out there more cost effectively. But if you have a campaign that you want to get out there quickly because there's some kind of deadline or time crunch, a billboard campaign would be a great way to get that message out there.
I agree with that because I've seen instances where people who are missing, their faces were put on the billboard as well as like the reward value. And I don't know how often that happens or how recent it was, but I know I have heard of that helping to get some tips coming in so that the officers and the detectives could work on some leads.
Yeah, it can be quick. And you'd be surprised how quickly they can get a new billboard up. That artwork, you would think, takes a long time to prepare and print and get posted up on the billboard, but they can actually do it pretty quickly.
Wow. That's good to know.
Sure. So now we're going to turn to some of the cons of billboard advertising. And one of the really big ones is the limited messaging capability. You really only can put a few words on a billboard. So to try to find a mix of words and images to put on the billboard effectively is really hard. It's just really hard to come up with something in such a small, even though it's a big billboard, because it's so far away, you can only really put a small amount of information on it for people to be able to read it. So, and then this is where social media campaigns are much more effective because you can have a video, you can have a whole post of a full paragraph. You can just relay all kinds of information in a social media post or a video or a TV commercial. You can't do that in a billboard. You're just very limited on what you can, what messaging you can get across.
Yeah, I can see that being an issue. Definitely. And I mean, how many times have you drove by a billboard and even like forgot what their website was? Maybe you wanted to go see it, but you forgot what their website was. So really, what kind of information do you think is the best type of information to have on a billboard?
I think the vasectomy one is a really good example. I mean, if we look at your business, for example, if you wrote social media ads or website design or, you know, just one of the niche things, services that you offer, and you put that on a billboard. I mean, Geico did this. They would write motorcycles.
Right.
They'd write like we motorcycles too, or boats. They just write one word, boats, motorcycles, because everyone kind of knows that Geico insures cars, but they may not know that they do motorcycles and boats. So they would have an advertisement that would just have a picture of the gecko and write boats. And people would know, okay, they do boats too.
Yeah.
So I thought that that was effective to relay the message. I obviously remember it. You knew who it was because the Geico was recognizable. Now, you might not have a brand as recognizable as the Geico gecko. So for me, I'm not as well known as the gecko, so I'd have to have space to write Bolts Legal on there. So if I got to write Bolts Legal, that's going to take up a bunch of space.
Right.
So I got to be really selective on what the other words that I put on there. So just something short and descriptive of what you do, coupled with something that is memorable, I think is the win-win if you can come up with the right idea.
Hebrews 11:1. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. I agree.
So one of the other cons is the short exposure time. You're only seeing the billboard for a matter of seconds as you drive by.
Sometimes milliseconds, depending on how fast they're going.
Right. It's very quick how quickly you're seeing these things. And for that reason, it's hard to get people to act based on a billboard. They're also driving or riding, and so the chances of them pulling out their phone and looking up your website at that moment is low. So it's not the best way to get people to act. They can't click on an ad like you could on a social media ad, for example. They'd have to take action to look you up later. And it's such a short exposure time that it may not even be enough time to get out your phone and say, scan a QR code or something like that. So I remember when I first got my billboard, I took my kids out because I wanted to show it to them, but I didn't tell them what we were doing. I'm just like, just look out the window and drive by. And so I was trying to video their reaction and the billboard as well. And it was like 3 seconds and it's over. So it's hard. Like that's the exposure time is, okay, here it's coming. And then it's gone. So if you've ever tried to take a picture, take a video of a billboard, you know that it's quick.
You have to, I've actually done that and I forgot to take a picture in time. Like I couldn't get my face to unlock the screen so I could take a picture in time. So then I had to wait till I went by a second time to try to remember the name of the company and how I could get a hold of them. So you're absolutely right about that. I have a question though. How weird was it seeing your face on a billboard? Like, was that like surreal for you?
Yeah, trying to remember how it felt. I think it was, kind of crazy to see that for the first time. Also, though, I think it was, I think it was a good feeling overall. It was a rewarding feeling that almost kind of like I've accomplished something.
Yeah, absolutely, because not too many people can say that they have a billboard with their face on it. A lot of times, even like these business owners that maybe own a franchise, right? It's not their face that gets put on the billboard. It's the company and the franchise and
right.
the location there. So there is a sense of accomplishment there.
And especially as an attorney, because law firms advertise so much on billboards, it's kind of almost like a rite of passage mm-hmm. to have had your face on a billboard. Now, at the same time, there are law firms who pride themselves on having never had a billboard. We're not one of those billboard lawyers. Mm-hmm. And so that becomes part of their marketing campaign is we don't do billboards. So I don't know, whatever your feelings are about billboards is fine. I just know I tried a bunch of things, and now having tried those things, I still think the most feedback I got was from the billboard campaigns that I did.
I definitely know it helps with increased visibility, because I remember being out to lunch with you and a roofer, and the waitress came up and was like, oh yeah, it's Brooke Boltz. I've seen your face. So people know who you are that probably would have never, I mean, had the opportunity to know your name, who you are, what you do, had you not had that billboard there.
Yeah, I mean, I know, and this is how I gauge advertisements, and I'm sure it's not the right KPI, but but I gauge them by how many people come up and say, I saw your ad. So when I think about how many people came up to me and said, oh, I saw your TV advertisement or TV commercial, compared to how many people who came up and said, I saw your billboard, it's just apples to oranges. So many right. more people came up to me to tell me they've seen my billboard versus my TV commercials or my social media ads or whatever it may be. It's just the billboard, for whatever reason, people either are seeing more or they're remembering more, but they're telling me more often that they've seen it. And that was painful, because it's one of the more expensive things to do,
yeah.
especially if you're going to do more than one. But I think I'm going to be doing another billboard campaign here soon, because I do think it's one of the more effective things.
Well, here's the thing. Like, everybody rides in the car. Even if you don't drive, you're still riding in the car. And a lot of times you're traveling across the same route multiple times because you have a destination that you go to that's in that route. Not everybody watches the same TV channel.
Right.
And whether you decide to do commercial advertisements with streaming or with just regular cable TV, like, everybody watches different channels, if they even have cable anymore, because a lot of them don't have cable because they're so ridiculously expensive and they're always raising your bill. So I think that is it right there. You're able to get more quantity because everybody rides around in a vehicle. Even if you don't have a car, you're riding in a bus of some sort to get to wherever you need to go.
Yes, and that reminds me of another point, which is visual pollution. Some people, one of the cons is people are seeing so many billboards and other outdoor advertisements that they just become annoyed by them, or don't even pay attention to them because it's just, their just focus isn't on it. But when I compare that with the TV commercial, for example, I think that the nuisance of the visual pollution is less than the nuisance of a TV commercial, which is interrupting a show you're watching. So to me, if I'm driving down the road and I see a billboard, I'm much less annoyed by that than I am sitting and waiting for my favorite TV show to come back on, or the game I'm watching to come back mm-hmm. on, or the news to come back on, whatever it may be. People just view commercials as a nuisance because they're interrupting
right.
whatever it is you want to be watching. And so people either walk away from it, or they fast forward it, or if they're forced to sit there and watch it, I remember your grandma would mute them.
Yes. Oh, man, all the time.
Yes. So she didn't have the capabilities to fast forward things, but she would mute it every single time. Mm-hmm. And she'd just sit there in silence until the show came back on, and then she'd unmute it. So
that's that old school right there.
Yes. So that's the perception of the commercials is, let's hurry up and get through this so I can get back to what I really want to be watching. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that you have that same thing with the billboards. People may feel like there's too many of them. They're all over the place. But you're going to be driving that way one way or the other. It's not keeping you from getting to where you need to go or inhibiting you in any way.
Right. I mean, you're not driving to be entertained. When you're watching TV, you're watching TV because you want to be entertained by something. Whereas, like, when you're driving, you're not driving to be entertained by anything specific. Like, there's no entertainment unless you turn on the radio or you look outside, because your main focus is getting to where you need to go.
Right.
You know we're all about that case, about that case, no trouble. All about that case, about that case, no trouble. All about that case, about that case, no trouble. All about that case, about that case.
At Bolts Legal, we are all about your case. Text or call to schedule a free consultation for all your legal needs. BoltsLegal.com. So one of the main things that billboard detractors will cite is the fact that potential customers can't take the billboard with them, meaning they likely can't stop to take a picture of one of them if they're in the car. So the concern becomes whether or not they're likely to remember the ad by the time they get home. And while I agree with this, it's not something that people can usually take action on at that time, and they probably will forget about it by the time they get home if they only see the billboard one time. Mm-hmm. That said, people oftentimes take the same route mm-hmm. on a regular basis, sometimes every day. And so if a billboard happens to be in a location where people are driving all the time, then that repetition will further ingrain that memory of that brand in their mind. So, and that also lends itself to what you said earlier, which is that you need to be catchy or memorable. Mm-hmm. Some of the things I read is that our eyes catch red, orange, and yellow the fastest. So if you're making a billboard and you can only have one of them, using one of those colors is going to catch attention.
Yeah, and to measure effectiveness of the hashtag or the QR code that is unique to the campaign, that way when people use it, you can track it. So that is such a good point, because a lot of times people, even if they saw your billboard or they saw your commercial or heard your advertisement somewhere, they're not going to say, hey, I'm calling you because of this billboard or this email marketing campaign that I received. But if you give them a special code or hashtag or keyword to use for that campaign, and you offer them some type of incentive, like, I don't know, 10% off or something like that. I know with you can't really do that, but figure out some type of way, then you can keep track more effectively than just relying on the honor system for them to tell you.
Right. So if you're on your billboard, you can put a QR code or maybe a unique landing page that isn't your main one, but is a different one that may lead to your main website, so that you can track how effective the billboard is. Because otherwise, and this is what all the marketing companies do, they say, oh, you've had an increase on your website traffic this month. That's obviously because of our commercial, mm-hmm. or that's obviously because of our billboard. Right. And you can't ever know for sure if that's where the increased traffic is coming from. But if you use a specific QR code or you use a separate landing page that isn't used for anything else, then you could reliably track how many new views you're getting from that particular ad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a summation of my experience with billboards. And again, I think that they are very effective at creating brand awareness, but they do have a lot of cons that we've talked about as well. So you just have to weigh those things and decide if it's something that may be beneficial for your business.
We appreciate you and are honored to be on this journey with you. We can't wait to help you, to encourage you, and show you how to grow personally, professionally, and spiritually.
If you found Miss Biz helpful, please leave a review and share with others.
You can follow us on social media at Miss Biz Podcast.
For legal questions or services, please visit boltslegal.com.
And for digital marketing needs, please visit boltsmedia.com. Let's get biz done.